ready to talk. Don't run your mouth. Welcome back. This is episode number 3 of the Be Cool podcast. Be cool, motherfuckers. That's what we're about out here. Giving you all the facts about everything in life. Just the facts. My opinions are useless. You need the truth. You need to know how to move forward in life with sustainable information that can get you to the next step. So we're going to jump right into this one. But first, let me parse that by saying thank you for all the comments and feedback that I've gotten in the last few weeks about the podcast, what people are enjoying about it, actually listening to it. That's a helpful, you know, that's the first step, is that people are actually getting numbers. I'm getting numbers of plays, so that helps. But a thing I really want to focus on is if you have negative feedback or you have topics or anything else other than just say, hey, good job, you know, I like hearing it, you know, yes, let me hear that information. Send that information my way, and maybe we can allow this to grow even faster as a entity. You know, that's all we're trying to do here. I can't believe we went from a 30-minute podcast, the first podcast, then I just ran, was at 45 minutes, the last podcast. I'm trying not to do an hour podcast, but you never know what's going to happen. You know, if down the road that we have guests that we can talk to, obviously those will extend the number of minutes that these podcasts will be running for. And I mean, I could talk for days, but really here looking at a screen, or, you know, closing my eyes and imagining talking to a crowd of people helps the process along, and, you know, the motivation and the words just, you know, pouring out of me, the substance of my view on certain subjects included with complete facts, because that's all I want you to have in life are the facts, so you can take the necessary measures, you know, to fulfill whatever path you're trying to embark on. You know, the journey never ends until the lights go out. So, you know, we're going to jump right in this one because, I mean, I guess we got some unbelievable news today. I don't know if anybody watches Amazon Prime at all, but I mean, there's a very few number of shows and documentaries on there that are actual, entertaining and go into depth without being so far-fetched that, you know, it's hard to binge watch. But they had a great documentary about Meek Mill. It was hashtag Free Meek as the title of that on Amazon Prime. It's still on there. You can watch. It's probably a 6-part series, all the way from where his case started right before he blew up as an artist in Philadelphia. And it went all the way through how many years he's been in the judicial system, been thrown in prison, out of prison, parole, 10 years of parole. It's an unbelievable story. It's really a sad story, and just one of millions that's happened throughout, you know, the life of a young black male, Hispanic male, from that lives in America. It's a terrible thing, and, you know, that kind of justice definitely needs to have a light shine upon its dark roots. But so I can't really get into the huge case, because if I did that, if I got into this case alone, it would be, I'd have to do 8 hours of a podcast. It would be segments, and, you know, maybe one day I will get into that. But this ain't just a true crimes podcast or crime podcast or, you know, a political podcast. This is an everyday life podcast where we're trying to touch on a number of things throughout this to make entertaining and viable for not just one sector of life, people to, you know, appreciate and to be entertained, because we're trying to throw light and comedy into this and not just, you know, try to dissect some of the, you know, the worst things that happens in our society, you know, because I can't fix it from out here. But if I can spark the interest from the people that are inside, and we'll get into this a little deeper when we get into the Jay-Z NFL deal that my man Stack wanted me to touch on. Stack is my goddaughter's father, hailing from Pomona, California, LA style. You know what it is. And Shout out to that. Shout out to Texas, where he resides right now. You know, CC, what's up? What's up? Let's get into it. So the Meek Mill case. So if you want to see what that case is all about, if you haven't really taken a deep dive, like I hadn't taken a deep dive into the Meek Mill case. I know he had some criminal background and some issues that he's been dealing with his going to jail, and there was the judge that he had wouldn't recuse herself from the case after prosecution didn't even want to file charges against Meek for any probation violations and things of that nature, which have kept this poor black man in a the system for over 10 years for a crime which now they have just completely exonerated him and not charging him any of those crimes, only for a gun charge, which he did have a gun that night when he first got the first time he'd been arrested. And that was the rule that created this whole nasty gumbo pot for Meek throughout the last decade plus. And shout out to Jay-Z, Van Jones. I don't want to say Bob Kraft, but he's on the whole group. I know Bob Kraft's been dipping his little fingers in some nasty things. And also he owns the Patriots, so why would you shout out a guy like that? He's obviously got enough going on, but he's in that group, and there's many others that have helped out with getting Meek the retribution against the system that he deserves. And so today marks a landmark time in our society where these people finally figured it out, and they're doing a little bit of right where a huge wrong took place. So I do suggest, if you are interested, if you like hip hop, if you're interested in social justice, if you're a fan of Meek Mill and you don't really know the ins and outs of that case, Amazon Prime, it's on there. Go ahead and watch it. It's free for if you have that subscription. And if you don't have Amazon Prime, it's free for 30 days. So just sign up for it, watch that shit, and dump that shit. You'll be all right. And, that's an in-and-out process. No worries. And that is going to help me lead into this Jay-Z NFL deal, which people have been, up in arms about. NFL players have been complaining about it. Jay-Z's a sellout. And nobody knows what this deal really is. So from the first reporting, it looked like Jay-Z was getting in bed with the NFL, and Jay-Z had been outspoken about this for a few years prior about not doing the halftime shows, and Jermaine Dupri was offered, and he turned that down. And I'm going to say probably a month ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, was when this reporting came out that Jay-Z was signing to, undertake the social justice aspect of the NFL, of trying to show these old white men, these basically plantation owners of what NFL owners are, because there's no black owners in the NFL. I can't say that's a fact, but I'm going to say there's zero black owners in the NFL. And, and also everyone knows about there's a limited number of black coaches in the NFL, and predominantly all black players, just like the NBA is. But the NBA has, has made leaps and strides above any other professional sports organization to mitigate that problem, and to really, and obviously the NBA, if anybody follows the NBA or sports in any way, that they know how now it's kind of like the players, it's a players league. They run things, how LeBron, how he fires coaches, hires his friends, gets his friends in, and he can't get a championship, but whatever you got to do, whatever you got to do. He got a horrible record in the finals, but not everybody can make it to the finals. So big ups to LeBron. I got no problem with LeBron. One of my favorite players. Unbelievable, unbelievable skill set, unbelievable charity work, an entrepreneur, looking past the basketball game, great father, great friend, obviously, just a great man, great human being. And he does everything you could ask for from a, not just an athlete, but from a man, you know, that, and that's really what people need to look past when they're looking at their these athletes, that you can't just look at them as a guy you cheer for or cheer against. I don't hate any basketball player. Like, I'm a Celtics fan, but I might joke about the Lakers and talk some ish once in a while, but I don't care about, I ain't mad about the Lakers. I love the NBA. I love football. Hate baseball. I can't say I hate baseball, but I don't watch it. If I'm live at a baseball game, that's great. I love watching sports live. Hockey, I can't watch it on TV. But you put me in at the Garden watching the Bruins play around Christmas time, when you got these drunks wearing Santa Claus outfits just throwing beer in the sky like Stone Cold, I can get down with it. That's, to me, that's fun. That's entertaining. More the people. I like the people aspect. That's what I like. I like to see how the, you know, the groups and the rampage begins. You know, the way the crowd as one boils over, winning or losing. You know, two different aspects of it, but you know, it all goes down in kind of similar kind of action. You know, no rioting. We're not a fan of rioting. You know, but if you got to burn a few things once in a while, you know, do what you got to do, as long as it's not hurting nobody. But we're getting off topic here. So Jay-Z, to mitigate, he's there to try to, you know, try to join this weird thing that the NFL holds, that it's so white from at the top floor, you know, and it's like they don't even understand who their players are and what their players go through to get to where they got, and where this trying to bring poor black kids that have turned into rich black men, and not having a guaranteed contract, and, you know, being able to cut these guys whenever they feel like it. And then all you see is old white people who have all the money in the world, who don't want to pay these players what they're worth, who have negotiated within themselves, and who have really, their judge, you know, Roger Goodell is basically the judge of the NFL. He works for the owners. He's not there for the players, man. So believe that. So whenever you hear this Roger Goodell name, you have to understand that he's working for 30-something white men. He's not there for help out the 1,500 black guys that are running around on Sundays. You know what I'm saying? So when people like Colin Kaepernick takes a knee, or Bennett takes a knee, and that feeling of injustice for those people, Roger Goodell doesn't understand that, because he doesn't know what that's like. He doesn't know what people, his kids getting shot, or his cousins getting shot, or his family members getting shot on a daily basis is like, because he lives in his ivory tower with the 30 other ivory tower owners. You know what I'm saying? So that's where it all begins. So that disconnect, and then when everything becomes political, because everything in life is political. I don't care who it is or what it is. You could have your closest friends can have a different opinion on something, just like, say, pizza. Okay, if you want the golden slice, you want the Lamborghini of slices, you get a piece of cheese pizza, and that's how you decide if that pizza is good or not. Now, some people need to have pepperoni on the pizza. Some people need to have some red pepper flakes on their pizza. Some people need to have some Parmesan cheese. Some people don't like the crust. Some people don't even eat the crust. See, so everything becomes political just on a piece of pizza. So when you're talking about a subsets of life and how different human beings are growing and living in society, and their views are narrowed because everybody's views narrowed on what they can see and what they allow themselves to be surrounded by. So all those things will mold into an injustice for somebody at some point in their life. But racism at its peak is what drives this conversation. So when Jay-Z gets involved with the NFL, everyone don't really hear about Jay-Z growing up in Marcy Projects to where he is, to what he became before the Black Album came out. Most of these people talking don't even know what Jay-Z was before that, or before Beyonce. You know, all these kind of things. People don't have that the perspective to know this. So I'm going to give you just a little background. So Jay-Z sold crack in Brooklyn, New York. Got in with a few other guys. Got out of the crack game. Made Rockefeller Records with Dame Dash, Biggs, Kareem Biggs. He rocked with Biggie before Biggie got shot and killed. Ran with everybody in hip hop at that time. You know, I mean, we're talking the who's of who's. He beefed with Nas. But so Jay-Z's trajectory in life was from the worst of the worst to being a businessman. And he has never been one to just settle and not look forward. But at the same time, like I said before, for the Meek Mill, he had signed to Rockefeller Records. What are we gonna say? I can't say the exact date, but I'm gonna say maybe 2012 or something like that. In 2010, 2012, 2014, something in there, you know. But so at that point, that's when Jay-Z got involved with Meek Mill's case, because he was seeing how unfair this female judge was for him, and she was basically trying to run Meek Mill's life instead of letting this young black man make the decisions and to grow as an artist, because she was just hindering him. She would put him on for violations of probation, back to prison for 6 months. And the last time before he got out, and you may remember, he was at the Philadelphia Sixers game. One of the minority owners for the Sixers was actually involved with helping Meek get out of jail to be at that Sixers game. I think it was a playoff game. And so he was there to ring the Liberty Bell, which is, you know, a symbolic, not just a basketball thing for the Sixers, but a symbolic thing for America. Is, you know, it's Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where, you know, the Declaration of Independence was signed. So, you know, let's just, you know, throw that little history in there for you. Some people may not know about this brain working behind the microphone. But so Jay-Z is an entrepreneur. He's involved with a number of things, and he's always been socially active. He knows what's going on. He knows where he came from, and he's never forgotten that. And if you, just because a man doesn't talk about the ills of where he came from in his music that you hear today, doesn't mean that he didn't live those ills growing up and rapping about those ills on his come up. So it's easy to forget about that when all you are focused on is right now. And Jay-Z doesn't just focus on right now. He focuses on what's next. And I can only say this as a good fact finder, okay? You can't fix any problem from the outside. You have to fix it from within. And I'm not saying Jay-Z wants to fix this problem. Obviously, he you know, you could tell that anything Jay-Z gets involved with, he wants to run. He wants to be an owner. He wants stake in what he's doing. So he doesn't care just about the social injustice within the NFL and the racism running rampant inside of that organization. He wants to be an owner of a team one day, probably. I could see that easily. He's a businessman. But just because he may want to own a team doesn't mean that he doesn't want to fix the problem. That the people that he, I'm doing quotes right now, represents, are dealing with within that organization. I would be remiss if I didn't mention that Jay-Z is Jigga Man. You know, he's Hove. Throw that dynasty sign in the sky. You know, I've never met or never, no, sorry, I've never seen an interview or read a story about how Jay-Z did somebody dirty. The only time that I've ever heard some maybe anywhere close to foul shit about Jay-Z was when Rockefeller split up and Roc Nation was formed with, you know, the fallout with Dash and Biggs and, you know, the whole thing. But remember, you gotta remember, he was still fairly young at that time. I mean, he maybe was 34, 33 years old when all that went down. That was at least a decade ago. You know, it was about who wanted the Masters for the Reasonable Doubt album, who wanted the Rockefeller, you know, this the Rockefeller logo, all this, all, you know, everything. All this became, because when friends grow a business and an entity to that level, and people have different views on where's the next step that we want to go, all that friendship stuff gets thrown out the window because money talks. And at the end of the day, that's what it's about. And you could say, I mean, you could use that argument here with this Jay-Z NFL situation. Listen, I understand that people are going to look at it like, say he's a sellout and he's, you know, he don't care about what's happening to the players that have the same pigment of skin that he has. But that's not, believe me, that is far from the reality of this situation. The only reason he's doing this, the real reason, is what you're saying that he's not. What people, reporters want to say, what some players want to say, is that he's there just to get a check, that he just wants to make more money. He wants another bill, another B, you know? But he's raising young children right now. It's just like the LeBron thing, right? LeBron moves out to LA, has a horrible season, gets injured last year. But he's doing this for his future. He's got a company to run. He's got kids to feed. He's got a family to raise. You know, he's got to be the figurehead of a family where all eyes on me in LA. You know what I'm saying? Little shout out to Pac if you didn't know. But Jay-Z's, that's the same Jay-Z's, this is what Jay-Z's dealing with. Jay-Z, he's got everything he wants. You think he wants to sit here and have a generation of young African American and Latino men and women pointing their finger at him saying, "You're a sellout?" Nah. He's well aware of the criticism that was going to come with this move. And he knows what he's going to do. And the implementation of that is yet to be seen. Because nobody even knows the facts of this deal, what the deal entails. There's some acquisition. Oh, Jesus Christ, man. What are we trying to say here, man? Let's not get this, man. I'm not going to get involved with that. We'll get back to that. We'll get back to that word in just a bit. And I'm not editing that out because I think that's a gem. You got acquisitions coming out of my mouth, and that's not even what I'm trying to say. Accusations? Acquisitions? Definitely not acquisitions, because that's when you acquire something. So acquisitions, you're acquiring something. But that's not what I'm saying. I don't think it's acquisitions. Accusations? You know what? We're going to get off that at the 24-minute mark. If you want to rewind at any time, it's at the 24-minute mark. We're going back Jack Bauer style, 24 minutes, 24 hours. Worst TV show I've ever seen in my life. And this is another thing. Since we're talking about, I jumped on this TV thing and I'm trying to, you know, segue off of that little fumble right there. Regular TV, man, worst TV ever. Has been for years. Seinfeld was great. If you watch Friends, you're goofy. You don't know. That's not TV. That's some of the worst acting I've ever seen. You only liked it because there was a number of people on the screen at once, so it looked like it. That I guess that was entertaining. But that's garbage. That shit is straight garbage. Only good stuff was on HBO. a decade ago, 15 years ago, when Sopranos hit, you know, then Entourage, Californication, Showtime, I think that was that Showtime? Yeah, True Blood, that was pretty good. And then we, you know, then obviously Game of Thrones and all these other great shows that were out there. You know, Dexter. You could all binge watch that on Netflix now. But, and Netflix got some great shows you got to get into. One of my favorites is Atypical with Michael Rapaport. Beautiful, beautiful show. That's another thing, this thing. I try to, listen, I think I've only said it twice this podcast. If you want to rewind and, you know, count these, get the counter going on me on Twitter. Just give me that count every time, the video post, the audio posts for the podcast. Because that's a spacer, it's a filler, and we don't want filler out here. Like the acquisitions thing. Acquisitions. I think it's acquisitions. I think I'm saying it wrong, though. I know the difference between acquisitions and acquisition. I don't know if it's acquisitions, though. Accusations. Acquisitions. It can't be that, man. It can't be that. It sounds silly in my head the way I'm saying it. But anyway, the Jay-Z deal, just wait and see, my man. Just wait and see. Because nobody knows that guy, the outline of the structured contract or whatever he's doing. I can't tell you. I haven't seen it. Nobody else has seen it. Everybody's just writing opinion pieces on this. And I'll tell you, just like I said in the first podcast, or maybe the second podcast, that opinions are like assholes. Everybody got one. Just because you got an opinion don't mean it's shit, okay? And hey, I'm all down for free speech. That's what this podcast is all about. But we're not doing this. I'm not doing this telling you a story about what I believe, and that's the truth. Because that's not how the world works. The world works in mysterious ways, and that opinion shit is only good for Twitter fingers. You know what I'm saying? An IG post. So don't slide in my DMs talking all that shit. Jumping on to deeper news, the computer still isn't fixed, but we have some momentum going. We finally got a hold of the warranty. They have to get a, some of a bitch, man. I got to get a hold of a repair, computer repair. These, and all these computer repair places are all, you know, locally owned. So some days they're not even open. Some days they don't even show up. I got to get an estimate, and that estimate has to be less than the value of my computer, which, you know, it's nothing. This is just a motherboard issue. We can't get into this. Got to get an estimate. Then that estimate has to be approved when I send it back. And then once it's approved, I can get the computer repaired, and then they'll reimburse me within 2 days, 2 to 3 days. All because my hard drive, which has 2 years of work, all the YouTube stuff, all the social media stuff is on there. You know, I'm talking about all my Photoshop work. We're talking all the audio work, thumbnails, speeches, thoughts, ideas. Everything's on there, you know? All my information's on there. The hard drive is what I need. That's the key part. But the warranty doesn't cover data. So listen to this. I say to the representative for, I think it was like State Farm, whoever runs this, the warranty or holds the warranty. I can't remember what it was. One of those insurance companies. I have representative in their, you know, warranty. It's like Safeguard or something like that. Allstate. Maybe. State something. Something state. State of emergency, if you ask me. So they don't cover the data. So I'm asking the rep, if I send you my computer, and regardless of what the issue is, I want my hard drive sent back to me with the new computer, or, you know, with the fixed computer. Regardless, I need that hard drive. And they took a minute, talked to somebody, said, yeah, we'll be able to send that back to you. But just to let you know, when we fix a computer, we put a new Windows on the hard drive. And I said, well, what's the point? Why did we go through this process of me telling you about I need the data? And yeah, you could send me the hard drive when you're just going to wipe the hard drive with a new operating system on it. And the guy didn't, it was like speaking gibberish. He didn't understand a thing I was saying. You know, he had no idea what dialect I was trying to get through. So that wasn't going to help me. So now I have to go through the process of finding a computer repair, local computer repair, computer repair place that's actually open when they say they're going to be open. And I get there, get the estimate, email the estimate back, get the approval, bring the computer back, get the bill, send the bill out, get reimbursed. It's like 18 steps. It's going to take years. I had my speech for the wedding I'm officiating in 2 weeks, or a week, less than 2 weeks now. Fucking 9 days. On that computer. I had to rewrite this whole speech. That's just not how I like to roll, man. I like to be prepared. I like to get things done in a timely manner. I like to have a schedule. That's what life's all about. Without that schedule. Know what you're doing. Plan for it. Be prepared. Give yourself options. Options is key. That was the last podcast. Hope you liked that one. 45 minutes, man. That was great. I was really happy about that. I had some good, like I said, good feedback from some of my friends that I've seen over the last week since that podcast has been out. Been great weather out here. I mean, just unbelievable. It's like 75, 60 at night. Beautiful end to the summer. They got this is the worst thing. They got the county fair going on right now in my county. Do I say it like that? Champlain Valley Fair. That's what they call this thing. Everybody, they got monster trucks, cars crashing into each other, some hillbillies performing. Got some country stars, I'm guessing. A couple of my friends went to some old rock concert, like Bush Live and like Pigeons of Peace or something. I don't remember what the hell the name was, and I don't know any of those songs. But they seem to enjoy it, and that's all that matters, man. Do things you enjoy, things that make you happy, and surround yourself with people that embrace that. Because not everybody's the same. Everybody likes different shit. But embrace that. If people don't take interest in the things that you take an interest in, that ain't a friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not a big car guy. But my man gone above and beyond. My man, the Lebanese Drake, Big Mike Lander. He's gone above and beyond as a man and a friend. To help me out with my whip situation over the last year. And it's been fucking hoops I'd had to go through to get certain paperwork back from Nissan in the state of New Hampshire where I used to live, to get titles and all this kind of shit. But he just got a brand new car. Well, it's not a brand new car, but he got a new car to him. And it's a nice little gem, man. A nice little gem. I didn't know what kind of car it was. I think it was Fiero or something like that, he said. But that's his birthday. We go to a golf course. We're golfing, like four of us, five of us, because I'm caddying. Not really caddying. I'm just walking around drinking Trulies, citrus coolies, citrus Trulies, lemon lime, grapefruit, none of them oranges, if I can. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we've gone through this. Stay citrus. Again, that's a third okay. 34 minutes, that's not bad, we're cutting it down. I'm going to catch myself every time I'm doing it just because we don't need that garbage filler in here. We're already talking, right? We're talking, we don't need the filler. So I asked him about the car because I saw, must have been on Instagram, a picture of that nice gold paint. That's what I'm liking. I mean, it looked kind of like that, the DeLorean from Back to the Future, but a little longer in the front. But sexy little eight, like a late 80s ride, maybe an early, maybe a 1990, 89, 90, but maybe an 88 though. But anyway, I don't even like cars like that. But because he enjoys it, and he loves that shit. He loves engines. He loves fixing shit. I don't know if he loves it, but he fixes some shit. I ask him about it. I have a little conversation about it. Because that's what friends do. That's what people who care about you are going to ask you things that ain't just about what they're interested in. Like, if I'm just talking about basketball all day with the people I'm hanging out with, and that ain't it. That ain't getting to know anybody. That's not investing your time into people. And that's not allowing them in. Because I guarantee there's much more things in your top three that you're interested in your life. So if you're out there listening to this podcast and you're one of those people that you hang around with a lot of people and you got a lot of friends and you got the close friends, you know who those close friends are. You know, it's those people that take the time, who are invested in the things that you like, that maybe they're not so keen on, but they're there to be a part of that. You know, I don't even bowl. Listen, I don't bowl, but a group of my friends bowl every Thursday. So I'll go to the bowling alley just to hang out with them while they're bowling. I don't like the smell of the bowling shoes. I don't like the crisp smell of some of these crackers out there. But this, I mean, what do you want? I got to hang out with my peoples, right? I mean, that's love. That's what showing love is. And so that's just a little perspective out there for you, because it ain't all about you. That's what I'm saying. At the end of the day, it ain't all about you. And that's what this, I think this Jay-Z NFL deal is a good you should take that as a reflection on. It ain't about, who cares about your opinion on it? Wait till he starts making decisions and his actions in the role of whatever it is right now start taking shape. Excuse me, I had a little burp right there. Wait till you see the product at the end of the day of what Jay's doing. Mr. Sean Carter, Volume 3, back looking like me. What you know about that? You know, last podcast I got into a little bit of my a little bit of my rap career when I moved from Vermont down to New Hampshire and back again to Burlington and did that nice show on the lake. And, you know, it was a beautiful thing because it got me that week, this past week, I had watched a few videos and some performances and just nice nostalgic week it's been after that podcast. It really helped me think about a few things. Open my eyes, you know, a little urging in my mind of where I wanted to go with the podcast, you know, a little, some more information that I really didn't recognize while I was, you know, in that state of being a musician. And I don't know, you know, some people say, oh, it never leaves you, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, once in a while, I'll be out here just walking around mumbling to myself doing, you know, I listen to music all the time, so it's still in me. I don't know if it ever leaves you, but I mean, I could go on stage tomorrow and, you know, rock out for 45 minutes without a problem. That's all muscle memory with the lungs. You know, I used to smoke cigarettes most of the time when I was making music, and I don't smoke anymore. I haven't smoked for 2 or 3 years now, so it's except for that, you know. Except for that Bob Marley, ain't nothing. I mean, that'll never leave me. Helps with that cataracts, you know. Helps expand the lungs a little bit. Helps that brain work. You know, like I said last week, do what you do. Do what you like to do. If you're not hurting nobody, it's all good. But don't kill yourself, man. You don't have to be, like I said, don't be doing heroin. But, you know, just because you're not hurting nobody. You're hurting yourself if you're doing heroin and, you know, shit like that. You don't have to drink a 30 rack every night. That's not needed. You know, 1 or 2 drinks a night's fine. Like I said, I don't drink during the week unless, you know, there's a Celtics game on or a Thursday night Bills game. Go Bills. Let's go, baby. And hey, speaking of football, I never seen so many people up in arms about a white man retiring as a QB from the Indianapolis Colts. Like, this guy just 9 years in the league. He's been injured for six of them. And people, they want to burn his jersey. But who cares what this guy does? What has this QB got to do to affect your life for? I never seen so many people go apeshit over something like that. Well, meanwhile, this country is going down the fucking tub. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you understand what's going on out here? I shouldn't say just the country. The world's crazy right now. The Amazon's burning. People don't want to pay to get it. G7 commits $20 million to this. It's going to take $30 billion to take care of that rainforest, man. And if you don't know anything about that rainforest provides oxygen for quite a lot in our lives. So before you start not knowing what the fuck you're talking about, do the research. Watch a good documentary of how the sands from Africa fertilize the Amazon, and the Amazon breathes oxygen into our air. Just to let you know, that's how this shit happens. Open Amazon Prime, little segue for you. And if Amazon Prime wants to get into the, the podcast, give daddy a little money. I'll take a little bit. I'll give you a little shine out here. You've already dropped your name like 8 times as Amazon Prime nonsense. You know, help out the Amazon. Amazon Prime, help out the Amazon. Can't be that complicated. You got money out there, right? Fuck boxes. That's when I do the fourth I know I'm getting too close to the end. 42 minutes in. I like the count up just to know exactly where, how fast we're running with the words. I'm trying to think of any new. Oh, Big Sean's got some new music out right now. I saw a nice little video with Drake and Rick Ross. I'm not going to be able to drop these names of the songs out because, I just heard them once. And so I'm just letting you know that they're out there. Go on YouTube and hit these buttons, man. Don't be afraid. Ladies and gentlemen, like I said, at Reese45MC at Twitter, on Instagram. It's a pleasure every week to talk with y'all. And I can't wait to continue doing this. Only 4 ums in this 42, 43 minute episode. Shit, they did it again. Acquisitions. Man, that's some crazy shit. Listen, when I turn this goddamn podcast off, when I hit the stop button on this recorder, I'm going to go straight to Google, and I'm going to hear somebody say that stupid-ass word that for some reason I can't right now. And everybody knows that I can say that word. So we're going to find that out, and we're going to start off next week with that word. I think that might be the name of the podcast next week. This week was black and white because, racism is a hell of a thing, man. And, those two perspectives and are just hard topics to talk about. That phone's going to ring right now. This is the fucking shit I'm talking about. I'm going to let that ring right through the podcast. Landlines. Fuck a landline, right? Like, racism is such a hard topic to talk about. Everyone's got their opinion on it, and people have seen some bad, bad shit from that. I've had a unique perspective because making music since I was 20 years old, growing up in a town where I was not just surrounded by white people, and making music with my goddaughter's father, who's black, from Pomona, California. Sticky, what's up, baby? Peace and love. Having that relationship. Just being around a culture that wasn't mine, being embraced by that, respecting it, giving it all I had. I mean, music is a funny thing because it can bring people together, but it can take people young, you know what I'm saying? So I've seen that. But at the end of the day, that lifestyle and that willingness of the life I led helped me have a better understanding of the life of a young black person in America, because I wasn't blind to it. I got to see it every day. And I'm very proud of that. And I take that responsibility to heart. So whenever I see white people going goofy, I have no problem, you know, talking about that or bringing it up or saying, why are my people fucked up? You know, some people, a lot of people laugh if you hear me say, oh, these crackers are fucked up out here. Well, that's just reality. You know, just 'cause your people fucked up, my people fucked up, you know. I don't, and there's, I, that's just how I roll. I got no problem. I like being, my whole thing in life is truth and honesty. If you know me, that's all you get. I don't got time to tell you fantasy stories. I don't got time to bullshit. I like it right and real, because everything else is just wasting my time. I don't know how much time I got left on this planet, so I need to get it the way it's gotten. Straight from the banker, you know what I'm saying? I want that fresh bread. Don't give me none of that store-bought fucking white Wonder Bread. I need that fresh shit. I want to smell that yeast when I walk in the room. So this is the black and white episode. And I hope and I pray that one day we don't have to have a black and white episode. But we're far from that, obviously. We're just way too far from that right now. You can turn on the news and see why. So I'd like to say thank you for the continued support. It will be on Spotify. We're on iTunes. The Be Cool Podcast. It's a pleasure. Thank you for listening. This is episode number 3. I'm signing out. You can find me on YouTube also, Promomo Gaming. And on streaming, twitch.tv, Promomo Gaming. 2K20 drops September 6th, day before the wedding I'm officiating. Gonna be a rough weekend. Great weekend. But hey, there's a few weeks left. Enjoy the rest of the summer. I'll be talking to you next week before the wedding. Hopefully we got some more computer information updated. And, you know, let me know. You watch that Meek Mill, let me know. Drop in the comments. Leave me a comment. Watch that Meek Mill one on Amazon. The Boys on Amazon, too. That's, you might want to watch that. If you like that silly Marvel nonsense, like, you know, I watch them. I watch them. This one's different. This is more of a, what's that, the Ryan Reynolds one? It's not Kick-Ass. It's that other goofy thing. Deadpool, right? This is like Deadpool, the series, but really good. This isn't just joke. They got everything in it. I mean, some girl was sitting on a guy's face and destroyed it because she was superheroed out. Just FYI, there's a little gem for you. Episode 3, check it out. Amazon, let's link up. Let's get that subcon out. Appreciate it. Much love. Rock out every day. Live your life. Smile. Embrace it. Embrace change. And remember, be cool, motherfuckers. Be cool. You ain't ready for war. You ready to rap. You ready to talk.